guys, welcome to The Years In Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Lucinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in The Years In Between. Hey guys, welcome, welcome back to another episode.
New season, we're in April, second season of the second season of the fourth month, but no.
Second season of the year.
Second season of the year, 12 episodes in.
Amen.
12 is a number of completion, so we made it.
Clap for us, guys. Clap. No, it actually kills me when we tell those details, like, clap, subscribe.
And then we just look at the screen like...
They should be smiling, don't you, hate? Oh, come on now. I haven't seen people in ages.
You know I brought this back.
Did you bring it back? I didn't know it was back. What the hell? I need to stop doing that. It really annoyed me when I was editing. I was like, why are you playing with your hair? Like, how old are you?
It's feminine. It's a girl thing to do.
This is very much a synthetic. So it's just like, can it like, you know what I mean? But how have you been, my good sis?
I've been good. Like, I can't complain. We thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise to Jehovah.
Amen.
Jireh.
Amen.
My provider.
Amen.
Amen. I've been good, by the grace. I've been good.
We're actually quite giggly.
Yeah, we actually are.
Yeah.
You know what's like adding, contributing to this feeling of like gratitude and joy is that because the sun's out and it's darker later at night, well, later in the day. And
it's just good vibes. The breeze is just about enough. Like when you walk in the sun, you don't need a jacket. You can go without a jacket if you want to. No, today I went without a jacket.
Okay.
You have to just measure with your own like senses.
Yeah. Your own discretion.
Yeah, like I run warm, but I also get cold easily.
I run warm
time.
As well. I think this is a change in my hormones. that's how I've been. How have you been?
I've been okay. You know, just doing life, I guess, to be fair. Reading the book, obviously we'll get onto that. Too funny.
Yeah.
What else? I went to the museum and that was fun. Like,
what museum did you go to?
Twist Museum in London, and it's like an illusion museum. And you know, it's that one where like you stand in one corner, the person's really small, you stand in the other, they look really big.
Oh, I would love to go to that.
Yeah, like it was really fun. And it was like basically empty because we went during the week. And yeah, it was so good. We got like holograms taken. And it was really nice. I feel like it was a good, you know, but after a while I wanted to sit down because I feel like I was giving birth because of my uterus.
We
went to Spoons.
Oh, where did you get? I haven't been Spoons in ages. Remember I used to our little Spoons trip. I like went from being not
no
Spoons
you were just
ever.
Like I've never been to such a place. And then she was like a fiend, like going out with the work colleagues.
That was a season.
Yeah. It was good. I got chicken tenders and chips. And then I got like a...
Is that what you used to get as well?
I used to get onion rings and garlic bread.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get onion rings to share with him. And he was like, no, I'm not feeling onion rings. He's like, you can get it though. And I was like, well, that's what we're trying
to do
here. And he's like, I'll have one. I said,
yeah, there's like 12
exactly
like,
so
what's 11
I'm not trying to buy it just for decoration.
Yeah,
you
I
want to
have 6. Do you know what I mean
and I want him to also have 6, so we can
share.
I'm not trying to be a big back and just
men's logic.
And I had a cookie dough thingy, but it had toffee on it, and you know, or caramel.
Toffee and cookie dough.
It was caramel, not doing it. I don't like caramel. Caramel's really sweet to me. And I was just like Also, I was about to take a sip, but I got a new bottle, guys. And it's not, I'm not showing it because it looks like a Stanley or anything, but it's just because I'm obsessed with it. Like, it keeps stuff cold and it keeps stuff hot. Like, you feel it now.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but like, you can't really tell, but like, if you put you can feel like, can you feel the...
Yeah, slightly.
It's so hot and I'm drinking my nettle tea. Anybody who suffers with hay fever... Nettle tea. I'm saying this, but I don't know yet. I've been drinking nettle tea since the beginning of March. Hopefully, when we get to summer, the symptoms will be alleviated because I get it bad. But you know, we shall see. But yeah, that's been my week.
How's life?
Life's life, and to be fair, like,
yeah,
it's just one of them things where it's just going through one foot in front of the other. That's what I said last time, one foot in front of the other, just trying to get back. Actually, no, I'm not trying to get back. I'm living. I'm also living in between, I'd say. But
yeah, you actually have been. You didn't take a sip, by the way.
I got distracted, and I got distracted by this.
Oh, you know what we were saying, like, off camera, that being 24, it feels like a now or never type situation. Like, it feels like a whatever route we take will define our future, but it's more so like what route we take in life will have a massive impact on our professional future. So I think personally navigating that has been quite of a whirlwind, because I feel like, I don't want to say stagnant, it's just more so I have a lot of interest in this, like, where do I go? And I know typically I'm a person that does come across that I know what I want in life. I do know what I want in life, but I also want to try different things. So, yeah.
Because you never know until you know, unless you try it.
Do you know what I mean? I love that. You never know what you do. What?
You never know until you know, unless you try it.
You never know until you know, unless you try it, period. So, for me, it's like, what does your centre really like? What does your centre enjoy doing? And I enjoy many things.
But then it's also
so annoying.
But then it's also, I feel like, what you enjoy, but it's also what you enjoy a certain, not too much, but a certain amount, so that you can do it as an occupation. Because if you really enjoy something, but then you make it into a job, depending on what it is, because some people can make what they love into a job and they love it, but some people, if they make what they love into the job, they end up resenting it. So I feel like it has to be something that's like you like it or love it a certain amount, that you can live with doing that as your work, because obviously that's day in day out, basically.
Yeah,
and that's also hard to like navigate. It's just everything, navigating this one, that one,
navigating,
oh my gosh, like
yeah, for real. I think that's just been my, not my struggle of lately, but it's just defining what it is that I want to spend 40 hours of my week doing.
No, I hear it. I'm like in the same boat, basically. Yeah. Like, it's just trying to figure out, like, do I want to do what I'm doing forever, or do I want to like pivot? And if so, like I was saying, with being 24, like pivot now, because if not now, then when?
Yeah.
But then also, that's not to say if you're older, you can't do it.
You
can't. But it's like the early, if when you come to the realization that you might want to pivot, or you obviously don't do it just out of like irrational sort of like action. But if not now, then when?
Yeah.
Because we're young enough to not have, we have responsibilities, but we're young enough to be like, we can pivot and not have that many repercussions.
Yeah.
So it's just, again, if not now, when?
We're at a stage in our life where there's, as you, well, it's to really reiterate what you said, but we have freedom to pivot, to change our occupation in life. I feel like if we were to do it when we're older, it'd be more so of a case where we've identified this is a certain thing that we want to do, and even then, like, let's say we're married, we have children, we have to now speak to our partner and see if this is a, if this is a wise thing to do. So I think even now, I know, like, you're in a relationship and I'm single, but it's like, if we want to do something, we don't need to consult with anyone except from God to see if that, that's okay, or it's alignment in his will. But we have the freedom now. We don't have to, like, not seek permission from someone, but...
But it's like, it's not going to affect that person the same way if it was your husband and your kids and all these other things, and you have a mortgage. And,
So,
you know, so... It's just one of them things where it's like,
it's really just one of those things. And I've been thinking lately, like, when I was younger, if you were to ask me at 15, what do you see yourself doing at 24, I for sure would have told you, like, boom 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 boom. And it's not like I'm not doing boom 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 boom, but I'm like, I'm not where I thought I'd be.
Boom boom.
Yeah, I'm like, da-da.
No, for real, like, I hear it. At like 13, I was like 23, kids, husband, house, all that job, like everything secured. I'm 24.
24? At 24, my mother was pregnant with me.
Bro.
Me at 24? I just, sometimes, like, if I'm not doing the things I need to do, I'm twiddling in my bed.
Like, the bed is seeing me.
me the bed 5 and 6. But also, why do people say 5 and 6 and not like 1 and 2? Is it because there's a gap? I don't understand. Why not 3 and 4?
People say 2 and 3 though.
But I.
Or 3 and 2.
But why not? I hear people say 5 and 6.
6 and 7.
Yeah, 6 and 7. 8 and 9, or was it 7 and 8?
I feel 7 and 8 and 8 and 9.
But why not 10 and 9?
I feel like.
And why not 5 and 4?
I don't know the rule book.
Why?
To see what she. That's a profound thought there.
Yeah, it is. Why?
Our philosophers. Is that a philosophical question? I don't know.
Holler.
Comment down below.
Holler.
But yeah, we're just sort of, again, navigating our 20s. Like every other 20-year-old, not 20-year-old person, yeah. In their 20s.
Like, we're literally every age once for 1 year. If you think about that. There's and so much grace in. Do you know what I mean? So much can happen in 3 months, 6 months, a year. Dedication, consistency,
discipline
is what allows those seeds to fruit. To manifest.
You had it, girl, but why did I have it right at the end?
Allows those seeds to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. I did have it, but.
You know, I started, because I haven't, obviously, with the whole my birthday theft and everything, I haven't been going to the gym. I went to the gym yesterday.
How was that?
It was delicious.
Ooh.
Hey guys, it's editing Reto from the future. The camera cut out and we didn't realise until a little bit later. But basically, Cinta was just talking about how she's feeling very hopeful for a specific age, but during this time towards that age, she's very hopeful and excited, and we just talk about that whole idea. But yeah, enjoy.
I didn't even have a feeling towards that number, but I just had a feeling that's the number you're thinking about.
Yeah, so that number,
yeah,
I don't know why I'm very hopeful for that age. I'm really looking forward to it,
but like with, I like, guess that it's that plan of going and knowing that at this point, from this point to that point, there's like time for you to do what you want to do, what you need to do to get where you want to be.
I'm excited
for you too.
Thank you. I'm excited for us.
Me too. But yeah guys, should we get on the book?
Yeah, let's get on it
guys. I've been eating this book up the way I've been laughing at this book. Yeah. Okay guys, now we're going on to the book.
Yinka, Where's Your husband? That was not planned.
And guys,
we've got it up on our Instagram at Years in Between.
Give us a follow
and subscribe. I'm excited because where I'm up to right now.
But when did we leave off of? I get excited.
We left off at her getting redundant. She's made redundant.
Right. So that was 43, innit?
So guys, catch up, yeah. Yinka was made redundant.
That's the last episode.
So now we're just gonna talk about what we've read following on from that. Mm. Her best friend is now moving into her apartment.
Yeah, Nana.
Nana, what I read is that she went to go visit her Auntie Debbie, telling her that she was made redundant.
Yeah.
And she saw that her Auntie Debbie is online dating. She was kind of surprised because she thought that her Auntie Debbie, without asking, by the way, was content and happy in being a single, independent woman. But it just shows that women just need some love.
Need some love.
Like, regardless if she's very successful or not.
I guess that's human. It's not even women. It's just human nature. You want to share your success with your person. You want to have your person.
You just want to hurt.
Yeah.
And then, so after that, she went on Femi's Facebook.
Yes, because when she scattered, when Auntie Debbie came back in, she like scattered to change the tab.
Yeah.
And it landed on Femi's Instagram. But also, something to mention, Auntie Debbie was like to Yinka, like, tell your mum, like, I'm not the only one who should be knowing this.
Yeah.
Really and truly, I guess it can be a bit more daunting to tell your mum over telling an auntie, but you have to trust that the auntie won't tell your mum anyway. So, long day, boy.
Long day. If it was our day.
Yeah,
that, like, trust me. I feel like my dad would even know before he even closes his eyes.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to the review centre?
Yeah, that's what they always say. No, they always come. Have you spoken? Why?
Oh,
always
yeah.
Know why.
Oh, did she? Oh, so how is she feeling being made? Mother's a hoop. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But like he said, Femi's Facebook.
We've actually all been there. Let me not act brand new. I've been there. Not to say I stalk people. I don't do that. I don't have that spirit in me. But trust me, I've snooped to see what people have been doing. You know, I've been there.
I guess it's human nature, really.
You just want to see.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. And then and then she goes to Rachel and Gabesha's.
Yeah. First of all, Yinka. Hey.
What?
Her outfit. Flat boots, jeans, and what's it called? What top? What top is it? She's wearing some
Thanos.
Game of Thrones.
Game
top.
Of Thrones top. Yeah.
A baby is wearing a Game of Thrones top, so she wants to find a man. She's wearing flat boots. A fluffy cardigan.
And she matched with Derek.
The image that is a spoiler.
Sorry. Anyway, rewind.
The image that I had, yeah, as I said, I think I've said it before, like when people tell me stories or when I'm reading the book, I can really see like what's going on. So the fact that this babe walked out the house like that, I'm like, I even dropped the book and I said, I'm disappointed in you, babe.
Yeah. Like, you have to, I guess, dress the part.
Do you know what I mean? Like, have some care for your appearance, at least, girl.
This is a fashionista, babe, so it hurts her heart differently.
Come on.
No, but I get what you're saying, yeah. Like, if you're trying
to... She looked like a history teacher.
She forgot her plan there. She got a bit confused there.
She walked... what's the word? She looked what she was... Like, she looked how she was going through. What's the phrase? I don't know.
Oh, she looked the way she was feeling, or she looked the way she...
Something like that. You know what I'm trying to say, but moving on, Derek.
Yeah.
Not her matching with her. First of all, Derek.
But it was, she didn't intend to match.
Derek.
Yeah. And then she was just there like, oh, he's here. And she's like, oh, we're matching.
When he aired her like years ago.
Yeah, he just came back in.
Yeah.
Like, but there's like something that. Else even bigger that happens.
I see. LaToya and Femi.
Guys, no, because when she was there saying like this, she literally described her, she was like, this is beautiful woman walks in, body bombastic, walks in, and they start talking, kikiing, and then she's like, hi, my name's LaToya, she's like, oh, you're not from here, you're, and she's like, yeah, I'm from New York.
New York accent.
I'm from New York, I'm from New York.
I'm the Bronx.
In fact, my fiancé, he came back because he's from here, actually, so...
He's a native?
Yeah, he's a native to, London.
Oh, he's a native.
So, we came for the engagement because, he's friends with the people, but, he's, parking the car. I don't even know what that accent was. But
you did well.
Thank you.
She's chopping it up with her, this beautiful Instagram.
She's like, well, she was even drawing, do you want to kill me? She's like... Oh, she kept saying because she got a J bum, because she was like her back and her bum connected. She's only got the little thing at the back.
Oh, that's definitely giving history teacher.
Whoever her history teacher is, I'm sorry, she didn't mean to offend you, but clearly she noticed that J bum.
I love how bums don't have letters associated with them.
Yeah. Would you want a D bum or a P bum?
P. What do you want, a D bum? I feel like D bum for me is too much to handle. I think I'll be like.
No, I hear it. I feel like D bum's growing,
I've got 5 kids,
P bum's she keeps it healthy, let's not even talk about body, because everyone, I don't want to get body dysmorphia. You have your P bum, J bum, D bum.
Every bum is nice.
O bum, it's okay.
But this woman had a P bum.
Yeah, and then she was like, oh babe, we're here. And then she's like, and then she turns around, Femi. I said, oh, you know, I was reading this out loud to my mum, guys. I was like to my mum, can I read it out loud to you, back in primary school days? So I was reading the chapter back, my mum was even like, we both said, whoa, my mum was just that, because even there was one thing, there was one, I forgot, There was one bit where my mum said, "Oh, she shouldn't have done that." Like, she was just like, "Come on, now, you wouldn't do such a thing."
when she went up to the guy, and she started talking about, "Oh, do you like J. Cole?" And he was like, "Yeah, me and my girlfriend."
Yeah, it was in that section. It was in that section. I was like,
I felt like
there was some bit where they were talking about something. Yeah.
Linka, babe.
But the guy handled it well.
Yeah, he did.
He was just, when I talk about J. Cole, I said it, because guys, if you don't know, I love J. Cole. So it was just like, when I talk about J. Cole, I said J. Cole. But,
yeah. The guy did handle it well, because, I don't know.
He was respectful about it, and then he mentioned the fact, like, "Oh yeah, I don't know the couple, but my girlfriend does."
Yeah, we like that. We like that. There's but the girlfriend came out, and I don't think she even said hi to Yinka like that. She just said, "Oh, Yinka, can you take pictures of us?"
I think she did say hi. Like, she wasn't giving any. But then Yinka was obviously a bit insecure because she was trying to pursue her man. But obviously, at the time, she didn't know he was taken. But when Femi came back into the picture, and then I was just like...
When you texted me, and you said you're going to do... And I did...
Yeah. Guys. But it's the fact that they're engaged. LaToya and Femi are engaged. Guys,
3 weeks ago.
If you don't recall from the last episode, Femi was there like, he needs to go to America to explore himself.
And he comes back after 3 years engaged.
And then, I don't know if you read up to the pub where they basically say that they're newly engaged.
Yeah, like, 3 weeks.
And it's just like,
wow. He even said it. Not she, he. I think she was being respectful. He didn't know, like, what would you even do? If you're younger, what would you have done?
If I was talking to my ex-boyfriend's girlfriend?
Yeah, like, let's say you're younger in that scenario. You're talking to your ex-boyfriend's now fiancé. And you don't know that's his fiancé. You're chopping up with her. You're getting along. And then he comes.
If obviously this is the first time I would have seen him in 3 years, like Yinka.
Yeah, that's
really and truly, the tears would be burning at the back of my eyes. But like, I have to maintain these.
Yeah, and I'll just be there like Loretta.
If I didn't have Ed, like, if I didn't have you, if I didn't have like, no, because remember, anyone,
I'd be on my, I wouldn't even been there yet. I'd be on my way.
That one, I'm not one for alcohol. I'm not one for like abusing alcohol, but actually hand me the whole bottle. Like, I actually just, I can't feel, like, I don't know, like, I literally, but in the moment, I'll just be like, I'll just be like, no, I'd firm it. I'd act.
I don't think words can do this. Like, I would have an Adam's apple because my words would be stuck here.
You're bad. No, but in the moment, if push comes to shove, I know in the moment we'll be able to handle it. Like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like, I'd be cordial.
I'd be like, congratulations.
Yeah. But it depends on if I've, like, because obviously it's 3 years, how, like, at that point I would hope that I've moved on.
If you know, but we're Yinka now. Still strong on her ex. Yinka, yeah, like, searched his Facebook.
The day before. Was it? I didn't know the morning of.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit like, oh. And obviously, because when she was searching the Facebook, it was showing, like, posts from years ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually showing recent ones of, like, him just showing, like, Yorkie bars and stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't giving information.
But so she even said, "What is he doing with my favourite chocolate bar? Babe! Babe!" And then she remember what she said, yeah. So Femi asked Yinka, right guys, if Yinka was speaking to anyone. Mm-hmm. And the babe lied and said, "Yes, I am." Alex. But she made like a face, or she scratched her ear or something.
And then she said, "Hopefully he doesn't remember."
She said, "I guess he doesn't remember when I used to..." I'm like,
he said, "I guess she doesn't remember. That's what I do when I lie, because obviously she did the action. Babe, it's been 3 years.
Just let go. Just like, oh."
But obviously, like,
I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah, because I guess, like we said last, like, she envisioned her life with this guy.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, yeah, and she's also redundant as well. So I feel like it's just
everything at once. Yeah. She said that Femi doesn't look how he used to look. Like, now he's well dressed.
She was saying that he's looking good.
Yeah. So it's like he went off, and not he'd done better, because she was also been doing really good, but he went off and upscaled himself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he comes, like, but she now, on other hand, she doesn't take care of her appearance.
Yeah,
she's just like the same.
Yeah, she was very much able, because obviously she was like, "Oh yeah, because the girl's got a P bomb and she has a..."
Yeah.
J bomb, and she's like comparing her body. She's just like, "I'm just, you know, very..." She's very insecure about herself. She wasn't saying that, but she was giving off that vibe. And obviously, there's this beautiful girl that he's with.
Morton, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just... fiance. Yeah, it was sad, bro.
That was sad.
And then, like Cinta said, she mentioned that she has a man. And that's the man that it was Auntie Debbie. Yeah, it was Auntie Debbie that offered.
Alex!
Yeah, Alex was Auntie Debbie, that was the one that Auntie Debbie tried to set her up with at the baby shower when they prayed over her. But she was like, no, because obviously she was like, I don't want to get set up because you can never know what type of person they're going to come with. But
I want you to spoil it for me. Mm-hmm. And guys, spoiler alert. But I just want to see.
They should know by now.
Yeah. I just want to see if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Does she ask Auntie Debbie to set her up with Alex?
Yeah, because she lies.
Oh, okay.
She lies to,
I mean, that's a given then.
She lies to Femi, like, oh yeah, my boyfriend Alex,
he's sick.
So then now she has to follow through with finding, like, going to meet Alex and doing all that. So then she goes to her mum's house.
Okay.
And Kemi, her younger sister, who's pregnant, had the baby shower and everything's there. And then she's thinking, oh, I didn't expect Kemi to be here. Like, I was about to, obviously she's gonna ask her mum to pattern the thing, and she's like, oh no, I have to. So then at one point they're cooking like Nigerian foods, like fufu, and Kemi's like, oh mum, I'll come and pound I think it was pounded yam, I don't know. So that, like, I'll come and, like, you know, and like, mash it really hard or whatever. And then her mum's like, no, you stay and sit over there, Yinka come with me. And then Yinka's there, like, because she never does it. And then obviously, like, her mum's like, oh, you're so British, like, because she can't do it fast enough or well enough. And then Yinka's there, like, oh. And then her mum brings up the fact that she's like, oh, won't you just give Alex a chance? Like, will you not just give Auntie Debbie, like, a chance type thing? So then Yinka doesn't have to be the one to bring up the conversation. It was brought on her. Then she's like, okay, fine. But really, she's like, yes, because she's nasty, you know, do it. So she goes to the church. She goes to, oh, because, was Derek... Yeah, Derek was at the
engagement.
Welcome church.
All welcome.
He asked her at the engagement of Rachel and Gavesh's engagement, like, oh, are you gonna come to the All Welcome Church?
Yeah,
and
she's like, no,
not anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it was at the All Welcome Church that Auntie Debbie was planning to introduce her to Alex. So she's somehow at the All Welcome Church when she says she was not gonna be there anytime soon. And then
Derek should just mind his business.
I think she bumps into him again at the thingy, and
imagine she ends up with Derek.
You know, Loki, I was thinking that, like, because he's just always there, being so nice to her, being so...
But
sometimes a long game may work, but, you know, don't get your hopes up. Yeah, and then, cool, they have their service. She's there waiting, thinking, oh, where's, you know, the guy? They wait till people disperse. They don't want to make it a scene, because she did make her mum promise, like, don't tell anyone. Like, I just want it to be, like, a very... Because if it goes good, if it goes bad, like, she doesn't want too many voices in the relationship. I think, like, anyone, to be honest.
Yeah.
So... they go to the back or whatever, and then Auntie Debbie's there with Alex, and she's like, oh, like, here's Alex. And I guess Alex turns around, she sees this fine man, and she's there, like, she was like, the way she described, I was cheesing, I was smiling. I was smiling ear to ear when she was talking about it, because I was just like, oh my gosh. She was like, okay, we walk down a row of chairs and sidestep over legs and handbags. Auntie Debbie leading the way, mum at the back. Eventually we stop behind a man in a blue shirt who's sitting in the front row. My heart thumps. Well, at least the back of his head is nice. Alex, Auntie Debbie. Alex, Auntie Debbie taps the shoulder of the man. I want to introduce you to someone. He turns around, and I swear, I lose my breath. And I was reading this to my mum, you know. So, actually, not this bit, but there was other bit where she swore, I just had to skip right past it. And then she swears, and she's like, my brain immediately thinks, sorry, God, I mean, holy macaroni. Alex is fine, and I mean dead fine. Alex rises to his feet and stands over 6 foot tall.
Wait, what's Yink wearing? Am I going to be upset with her?
I can't, no, because that's what I was saying, because she's wearing like a turtleneck or something. I don't know, it's giving her age, not to be a, like, it's giving, like, I don't know, but.
History teacher.
English, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Not even English, actually, maybe history there, you're right with the history.
Lived in ancient days.
You're bad. Over 6 foot tall.
Mm.
He has chocolate skin so smooth, it makes me think of cocoa butter. Maintain sneeze. And he has this Tyson Beckford air about him. I think it's his eyes and his cheekbones and his lips. Oh my gosh, his lips. This bit, I smile. Like, he has that pink... I shouldn't say that. he has that pink bottom lip that I like. I swallow.
I know what pink bottom lip that is.
I swallow. Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm getting hot. My face is hot. I swallow. Hi. My mouth says this for me.
I'll get my lip. I'm feeling like Yinka. Like, she wasn't in me.
Listen, Tal, you're making me hot.
No, oh my gosh. Not like a physical person.
Yeah, like not.
Bro,
I was being said. I was literally like. Okay. Hi, my mouth says for me. Clearly not waiting for Auntie Debbie to do the introduction. I'm Yinka. And then in thinking in her mind, she's like, and you're friggin' hot. But yeah, like she just, I'm literally smiling from ear to ear for her, because the way I like, the way she's like,
that I'm excited
for her. Like the fact that she finds him attractive, and it's like, it's, yeah.
Oh guys, if you got the book, the description of Alex is in 89, page 89, and we're reading from 105. Oh no, 106. And the elephant in the room.
You know, Rachel, 6 of her wedding, and then I guess they're all bridesmaids and stuff. So they go and meet up at Nando's because she messages them all like, guys, come, this, whatever. And then they're all sitting there talking. And then Ola, you know, the one who like lashed out the other time, she was like, I can't just sit here and act like nothing happened. Like, Yinka, are you okay? Like, what was it?
Why did she say that?
She was like, no, she was like, are you okay? I think it was in relation to the fact that Femi turned up at the engagement party.
Why?
Ola felt was like, obviously because that was Femi's ex. She was like, let's address like,
wait,
Ola.
Why did Femi go to, wait, whose engagement party?
Rachel and Gavesh's engagement party.
Oh, so the one where she was wearing matching tops with Derek.
That one.
Oh, so Rachel is asking,
Ola. The one that feels some type of way. Like, she's like, why, like, are you okay, Yinka? And Yinka's shocked, obviously, because Ola and her have a weird relationship. Because it's like, if Femi was there, like, obviously, did you know? I guess it was like that vibe of, like, nobody knew who's going to be there type thing. Because I don't think Rachel knew. Mm. It was sort of like, he's friends with, like, Gavesh's friends, cousins, whatever. Like, he wasn't meant to come, but they end up coming. And then she lets them know at the bridal meet that, like, actually, I'm talking to someone.
Okay.
And then, obviously, Ola has, like, a whole... She's like, oh, yeah, you took my advice. Da, 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 da. And then she's just like... Yinka's, like, keeping the peace. Because really and truly, like, if she... The way Ola treated her at that in baby shower wasn't okay.
Yeah, no.
But I guess Yinka's like... You know, it's above me, let me not argue. Yeah. But yeah, so they talk about that. Ola has like a whole moment where she storms out because Yinka suggests, oh, why don't you go back to school? Like, because Rachel's like, I want to do a thing with all my bridesmaids where it's like, I want a goal for all my bridesmaids. Like,
oh, a goal.
Like, nice. A wedding goal type thing, like a cutesy thing. And then Yinka must have suggested, oh, like, Ola, why don't you go back to, like, I guess study, whatever, because I don't know, she suggested it, but like, Ola took it like, I've got kids, I've got 3 kids, I have no time for that, which is obviously understandable, like, raising kids is no joke. But, yeah, she just, like, storms off and everything, and it's just
that's
sort of,
projection,
like...
That's projection, I think.
Yeah, because, like, I'm so sorry, like, I didn't mean, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't imagine you going meeting it in a malicious way.
Yeah, it's like, Ola's constantly a ticking time bomb, like, yeah. Everyone's has to walk on eggshells around her, because it's, like, especially Yinka, but I guess because they're Ola's mum constantly compared Yinka and Ola while they were growing up all the time. So it's sort of like a constant thing for her. So hearing it from that person that your mum always compares to, I guess it hurts a bit more. Alex and Yinka meet up. I think it's at church. I think it's after service or something. I can't remember. This is like in the mall.
So she goes to a welcome.
Yeah.
I'm catching up tonight, boy.
And like they all go to the Chinese spot or whatever afterwards or something like that. There's like a spot they all go to. But so she's there with Alex, you know, they're all cutesy together. And then the girl that Yinka used to babysit, Vanessa, she comes along and like obviously, like, she, Yinka looks at Alex and she notices that he obviously notices her, like, her figure, her bum and everything, because she's got the pee bum. She always makes sure she mentions the shape of someone's bum. But, yeah, and then she's like, Yinka makes sure to be like, oh, yeah, I think Vanessa mentions that she's 21, or Yinka says, I can't remember. And then Yinka's like, yeah, fresh out of uni. and Alex is like, oh, really? Like, he's acting bare shot. Like, why are you shocked though? Like,
how old is Alex?
I think he's age mates with Yinka. Okay. Because obviously the auntie set them up in it, so he wouldn't do it if it was. But, yeah, and then Vanessa's like, oh, Yinka, like, I don't know what she does, but she's like, me and Alex will go and reserve the seats. Like, and then he's like, I think Alex is like, give me a jacket or something, but basically Vanessa somehow like gets to that, like, she's like gone off away with Alex, and obviously Yinka like takes that to heart, cause she's like, oh, now like it's not like they're secure in their dynamic, it's early doors, and it's just like, oh, now Vanessa, who's this beautiful, like, she's like beautiful, fair skin, young, like she looks like a mini Beyonce, has come along, and she's like, I have no, like, she's like, I'm dark skinned and I'm skinny. Like, she's really insecure about herself, and that was so sad.
That's really sad. The babe's 21. I doubt Alex would look at her in that way.
Exactly. I feel like he views her as a little sis, but I think in that moment where it's just like, you know, you're with someone who you see potential, and then it's like you want to be like around them all the time, and now this person who's really beautiful, or who's really beautiful in your eyes, just comes along and swoops in. Mm. Imagine.
Yeah.
And she's just there, like, she's damn bad about that. And then she goes, I think, yeah, she went to get them food. Like, is she going to get them food? Yeah, she got herself and, yeah, I think she went to go get them food. But then she ends up dropping the food on, like, on a little kid. Like, a table knocks her and she ends up knocking the food and it falls on the little kid. And guess who shows up?
Henry.
No.
LaToya.
The other one.
Rachel.
Who shows up out of nowhere all the time?
Derek.
Yeah. Derek shows up. Where she's like dropped everything and then she's just like,
yeah, from old church in church.
Yeah, because it's the all welcome in it. And then she's just like, like, and then she at one point she has like a thought, like, this might look like something to somebody else. So she's sort of like, and he puts his hand out to help her, and then she's like, but yo, he does that so cute. She was just like, he like gets down and like, I don't know. She was like, oh, he said to her something along the lines like, I know you don't want to accept help because you're embarrassed or something, but it's just like, no, I'm down here with you, like, it's okay, we're together. I was just like,
oh, Derek, oh, does she marry him?
No.
It's really given Bridget Jones and Mad About a Boy, because I watched the movie I watched it with my mum the other day, and it's Bridget, main character. She, what is it? So her husband died, and she ended up falling in love with, well, she ended up having like a fling with this young man. So in the film, Bridget's like 40 or 40 or something. She ends up like having a fling with this young man who's like 28. So she's basically his cougar. So she sees him like randomly, like outside or in the park. And then eventually they end up spending quite a while together. Well, not quite a while together. The kids, the class, they go on a trip into the wild. Mm-hmm. And they have to stay there overnight and stuff. And she...
That's really wild.
Yeah, she, the science teacher, well, Bridget, the science teacher, and other parents are like supervising the kids. But in their heart, in Bridget's heart, basically she's sleeping in the same heart as the science teacher, and because of that they end up having a conversation, and he's never been married, he's never been in love like that, he's never had kids.
Is he black man?
He's black, yeah.
I saw like the snippet of it in the trailer.
Yeah, and I think he gets joy from teaching kids, like those are his like children in a way. And I think she like saw a very like soft side to him, because usually he's very like firm and direct. So I think what made the love grow on Bridget's side is that, as I said, her husband died and the son found it really difficult. Obviously grief is difficult, but the teacher basically helped him with grieving, and they did like a school play thing for Christmas, and the teacher played the piano for the son to sing a song that their dad will sing for him and his sister, and that made Bridget like really like did it like teary. And the teacher looked over and saw Bridget crying, and it was cute. And then Bridget looked over and saw the teacher like enjoying playing the piano. And then afterwards they went to a restaurant to like kind of celebrate or kind of conclude the night. And Bridget had invited the teacher, and the teacher was just like, yeah, I'll come. So he came later on and he saw Bridget from the outside looking in. He saw her enjoying, like, you know, Sonder.
Don't tell me the end of it though. Don't tell me the end of the movie though. Don't, I don't see if that was the end of the movie.
No, it's not.
Okay. Don't tell me if that was the end of the carry on, because I want to watch it.
Okay.
But Sonder, yeah, I know. I love Sonder. I wanted to, well, I don't want to get tattooed, but for a long time I thought I was going to get that word tattooed on me.
Yeah.
I flipping love it.
So it's like, for him, it was like outside looking in, that like Bridget is just this woman full of joy and light, regardless what's going on in her life. So I think that made him like her even more, so much so that he was like, let me not disturb her. So like, yeah, he walked away and Bridget saw him walk in, like leaving the restaurant. So she went outside, bear in mind it's snowing, guys. She went outside just like, where is he? And her son is outside, and her son's like to Bridget, he went that way. So I think the son was like, aware that there was like a love thing growing, so she followed him. And yeah, I can't say, yeah,
don't ruin it, but that I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna look out tonight watching it tonight. I'm gonna get my snack.
Mad About Boy, I don't know if it's like out on Prime yet.
I hope it is, because it's been over a month now.
Yeah, February 13th is when it came
out. Okay, her birthday, we get it. February 13th is when it came out. But
yeah, it's giving Derek and Yinka, like,
but Derek, what, like, Derek is not the way he's like, he walked away. Derek is not, he's making his presence known.
Yeah, true.
Like, he's very much so like, hi, I'm here, I'm ready to pursue.
I feel like men do that, strategic positioning, as well as women do it. Women, men do it as well.
I feel like men do it with, it's so bait, like, when, like, I feel like it's so bait when a man does,
fake.
Yeah, like, you can see it the same way you can see the sky is blue, like, you actually, like, whereas I feel like a woman does it with a bit more,
it's discreet.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't know if I like you or not. Yeah,
unless obviously,
like,
really,
I like, say it like, oh, yeah, I like you, but yeah,
for sure. She said, like, yeah, I say who I am is the whole thing of her being like, because she felt, oh, she left when obviously the whole thing happened, when she pulled everything on herself and the kid and everything and Derek and all that. And then she looks up and she sees that Alex and Vanessa are still talking, and obviously in their own world, she's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna go. So she just leaves.
What?
No, but yeah, she just leaves, because obviously, like,
yeah, I feel for her. I do feel for her. But
Nana was like, basically your reaction, she was just like, and then that's why, because Nana has a tattoo that says, I am who I say I am. So she was like, say it with me, I am who I say. Like, you're not an, because Yinka started saying like, yeah, because Vanessa's younger, she's like a mini Beyonce, she's so da da da.
You can't, do you think you could be in a relationship with someone that's very insecure?
No, because I guess, like, do you know what, no, because it would be a thing with like constant reassurance. And it's like, you know I like you.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, if it was a thing where, you know, like, I guess some people, girl or boy, can be the type to like just not ever say, like, give that reassurance or give off, like, some people do it through action, some people do it through words, but it's like, either, like, whatever it is, they're not clear in showing it, like, they didn't do enough for it to provide reassurance. And that's it, like, oh, maybe, like, they'll be like, oh, like, I'm not really sure. But if they're the type to provide it in actions and acts of service, in gifts or whatever it is, I guess it has to be the way you want it for you to recognise it. So I think if that communication's been had where it's like, oh, you know what my love language is and you're not providing it, in that state, if they're like insecure, they ask for reassurance, fine. But if they do it the way you want it and you're still there, like, then it needs to be like internal work, it needs to be done.
Yeah, separately.
What do you think?
I 100% agree with that, because I think it would be a bit tedious constantly reassuring someone, like, I'm here for you as I like you. We have free will, like, if someone wants to end the relationship, I'm sure they can, but still, I was going to say cheaters don't do that, but that's even another discussion. If we're speaking about insecurity here, I think some introspection needs 100%. To be done.
has to, because
then you just,
it just shows always up in gonna so be
like
ways.
Yeah, you're gonna be accusing them of like doing stuff that they're not doing, or like always nagging at them, and you don't want to be in a relationship with someone that you basically have to war with.
Honestly, like, if they don't give you a reason to question or to, then there shouldn't be a reason why you do. Like, it's just creating like a whole dynamic of anxiety and distrust, I guess.
Yeah.
Because why? But yeah.
Yeah.
So Nana gives her like a pep talk, like, come on, like, Nana's like, I'm skinny, I'm dark skinned, like, I think I'm beautiful. And then Yinka's like, I never said, thought like I was ugly or I'm not, but it's just, you know. And then Nana gives her more of him. And then, of course, Alex drops that text, and then...
like, where are you?
Like, what happened? Like, where are you?
And then because...
Yinka's there like, oh! Composure. Steez was gone. She lost all composure. She was there like, oh my, like, can you remember? Like, she's there like, oh my gosh. Because obviously in her mind, she's thinking, yeah, he spoke to Vanessa. Like, he's done with me. Like, he wants Vanessa. But she should have maintained Steez. She should have stood strong. But I feel like the whole thing spilling, going everywhere, like, she felt embarrassed. Like, there was a whole... But
there's a lot of contributions.
Yeah. So yeah, she just made up a lie and was like, oh, something came up, you know, I got my period. And then he was like, oh yeah, I get it, my sister had that quite bad. Oh my god.
No, my sister had that quite bad.
My sister gets that quite bad, type thing. But this when they first met, they really spoke, they spoke to the point where like the place, like the church, whatever, the section that they were in, like, cleared out.
Why were they by my auntie?
Yinka's auntie was like, oh, Tolu, we need to go and talk to the pastor about something or something like that. And then her mum was like, about what? And then her mum didn't catch the memo, they're trying to give them space. And eventually she caught on, and then she walked off with Auntie Debbie. But they were talking, and then he was like, oh, she was like, what brings you to London? Because I think he was in Nigeria for a bit. Like, he went and worked in Nigeria for a bit as like a businessman or whatever. Can't remember what it is that he does. I think he's a web designer.
So. Oh, sick.
But he's a web designer. But she was like, oh, actually, it's actually like, you know, my dad passed away, so that's what brought me back. No, he was like, my sister. Who was it? His sister. I can't remember who passed away.
Well, someone on his side.
Yeah, that's the reason why he's back in London. Like, well, he's from Bristol, but he's in London because. Someone passed away, and then Yinka was like, I know that whole like vibe because obviously like her dad passed away when she was 10. I say obviously, but I don't think we mentioned that in last week's episode, but yeah, I believe it was his sister that, I think it was his sister that passed away.
Really?
Forgive me if I'm saying the wrong person, but I can't remember and I can't find it. But yeah, so maybe when he did say that, oh, my sister had those, that he did mean it in the past. But yeah, so and then he asked her, does it get any better, and she was like, that you learn to cope. And it was just sort of like a very, I guess, an intimate moment between them.
Not
like two people have lost someone close to them.
Oh,
she makes me sick. Look, guys, if you could see the way she's looking at me, like,
oh. I just love like little moments, yeah, and conversations whereby, like,
a bubble.
Yeah, it's a bubble, and nothing can really take away that moment unless someone
that's special, like, it's just shared between two people, and it's like they get each other on a different level.
Or you know, when like you're speaking to like your guy, and I don't know, your eyes just lock for an intense amount of time, and it's just like,
it's just like a, it's just a moment, like a really special moment,
like a really special moment,
honestly. And it's just sweet.
I think I do as personally, but when people are speaking to me, I really like, you could be like talking to me but you're looking away, but like I'm really like analyzing your face. And I think when I do that,
they get weak in the knees.
Huh?
They get weak in the knees.
If it's a guy that I have interest in and I do that, it just makes me like them more.
But I'm saying on their part, do you think it gets them weak and shy?
I don't think they notice, because as soon as they turn their head and look at me, my eyes are already gone off you. It's because I just need to see like every nook and cranny, like, see like how your lip like just relaxes on this bottom lip, like how your nose.
What?
I just do that. So my husband,
she inspects, she loves, she whatever hard. Like,
if you've got a beauty spot somewhere, I'll trust me, I will see it.
And she'll know.
I would notice there.
That's beautiful though. I think that's beautiful to know, like, it was like, to, what's it called? To love someone is to be known, or to know some, yeah.
To love someone is to
be seen, or to be known, or whatever, like, whatever that saying is, but it's that whole idea of, like, really understanding them, and knowing things about them that nobody else would know unless they're allowed, or unless they're privy to that information, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like how you're saying, like, certain things about them, unless someone got that close to them, or, you know, would they know? No.
I feel like it's because I want the same, like, I've got a few beauty spots on my face, I'd want my mind to know where exactly they are. Because I know where they are.
That's so cute and that's so true. Because who else would you want to know more than the person that you love the most?
Apart from God, but yeah.
Obviously, God knows because He created you.
Exactly. So apart from Him, I want the physical, yeah.
I just got cramped. Oh my gosh, it literally up me.
That was a jackal position.
Yeah, like I was like laughing. All that. It grabbed me as I started to laugh.
Remember? Remember?
No, not that. But yeah, that's like right up to February, guys. Like that's literally. So now she gets the message from Alex, and yes, because at the time at the place where she dropped the food, Yinka, Derek wanted asked Yinka if she wanted to come to a charity event, because before you know Yinka did charity stuff and she really loved that.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah, and that was her scene, and she was gonna do it, but then she remembered that she has an interview on Wednesday. So she was like, oh, she can't do it because she has an interview on Wednesday. And or maybe she had an interview on Thursday, I can't remember, but like she had an interview that she had to prepare for.
I just spoiled it for myself.
Yeah, do that for you. I just saw the word sorry, but I don't wanna hear. Yeah, since I spoiled it for myself, that's she went all the way to the back. But
Now I need to read up to it.
You should. But yeah, when Femi messaged her when she went back to Nana's place, he said,
Femi messaged Yinka.
Not Femi, sorry.
Oh.
Alex messaged Yinka. He said that she had her jacket, and she was like, oh, she's like, when can I come and get it? And then he was like, oh, not sure about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I've got the charity event that some guy Derek wanted me to go to. And she was like,
she's happy about that.
I'm going to that too. She wasn't going to it. And even Nana was like, what about your interview? And she was like, I've got Monday and Tuesday. When it comes to Alex, she will make space, and that's the thing. Well, I guess for women, it's
not. Wait, she's going to move her interview for a man?
No, she's not going to move it for a man, but she's going to do all the prep that she needs to do
Tuesday. Oh, I get you.
So then Wednesday, she can obviously prep up until she has to go for the charity event. And it's like, if people wanted to, they would. I feel like women are known that. If a woman wants to see you, or she wants to make time for you, she will.
Yeah.
But obviously, a guy will too. Like, if they wanted to, they would type energy.
Yeah, they definitely would.
100%. She's saying that with...
What?
Conviction.
I have evidence.
I think all of us in between is what we hear. It's his place.
No.
You can't say things with conviction and look directly at the camera. Look at the camera and me like that, and not expect us to want to know. But it's fine.
Not going to speak of recent events, but I'm going to speak of when I was younger and I was in like my relationship. Trust me, my man said that. Oh, he wants to see me on this day, and I have like, I don't know, my dissertation. I have course met June like the next day or that day. Or trust me, I'm gonna bang the workout.
You do what you need to do. Yeah. You like make it work.
Things around. You
make
shift.
It work. Like if you want to, you make it work.
Exactly.
And that's for any relationship, not even just romantic. Like you just make it work.
Yeah, heavy on that. Be intentional always.
Honestly, but. Yeah, that's what we've got up to. She's gonna see him at the charity event and see what happens there.
I'm excited to read up to that point and further on, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just really want to know who Yinka's gonna like settle down with now.
Sorry, I have a quick question.
Yeah,
in your mind, how like do you have? I have a celebrity, maybe it's just me, but do you have no?
Yeah, we don't do that over here.
But do you have like celebrities in mind or people in mind that you have for each character in the book?
Oh, I'm really bad with celebrity names, you know this already. But the best I can do is describe what I see in my mind when I read.
Okay.
So for Yinka, I see as she described herself, a skinny, dark skin, 4C, so she probably usually wears her hair in the bun back here, slicked, or it's like she has it out afro, but it's like a tiny neat afro, but it's not so big because everyone said that she cut her hair. So more maybe like a, not an Issa Rae type vibe, but like a smaller afro than that. I also see it's someone that naturally is pretty, but I think if she was to, you know, put effort in her appearance, she'd be probably the person that she wants to be, or the person that she longs to be. So I see that. I see, you know, someone in the classroom that will sit at the back, but they see and observe everything. Like, they know the hot girls' gossip, but because they're shy, they just stay at the back. That's what I see. And then they've got one loud best friend. That's Nana. So I see Nana as someone that's an A star in drama or creative.
Very artsy.
Yeah, very artsy. That's what I see as Nana. Someone who's independent and sure of herself, assertive. But Yinka, on the other hand, is the quiet one. So I would say a history teacher.
She loves the history teacher.
That's the best I can say. And then so Femi, obviously, okay, cool. Yinka and Femi didn't know each other before they met at the birthday.
Yeah, it was like Rachel or Gresh or something. Yeah. It was them back then as well.
So my image of Femi is that in secondary school or in school, he was, not to say he was like the popular boy, but he was part of the popular boy group, but he was like the lesser popular boy, okay. Just because like he had like the talk and he was smart, but he wasn't like the outgoing bold one. He was like the quiet, like one at the back, and he probably is any friends of the popular boy because I don't know, maybe they grew up in school, whatever. So the girls didn't really look on him, whereas now he's making his money, he's going to the gym, he's like, you know, those boys that weren't so handsome in school but now they're like fine. That's what I see as Femi.
Okay.
But Yinka saw his beauty before his beauty became apparent. He's in finance. What's his career?
Project. I don't know, I can't remember their careers, to be fair.
But I see as, I can't describe. You're gonna have to show it after. I mean, like, tell me your celebrity things after. Rachel.
Skip Rachel and them. Do Alex and Derek. Thanks.
Derek is the church boy that's nice and he wasn't looked at school. I see him as fair skin, like my colour.
Do you know, I saw Derek as like I'll tell you who I imagine this. Yeah. That's so crazy. I saw him as,
probably like a Corey Blue type look.
Who's Corey Blue?
From High School Musical.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was Corbin Blue.
Yeah.
You think it was like Corey Blue? Corbin Blue. But yeah.
Yeah. Like Corbin Blue.
You know what? That's so crazy. Who I imagine is also like mixed and looks like similar.
Who? Alex.
You know the guy, not Alex, this is Derek. We're thinking Derek, aren't we?
Yeah, this is Derek.
You know the guy who was in the Beyonce song and he's also in Blink Like a Man, the mixed one with like the green eyes. Oh,
Michael Ealy.
Yeah, Michael Ealy. Yeah. That's what I imagined is Derek. That's what I imagined is Derek. That's the type of person I envisioned.
As Derek, yeah.
What about Alex?
I was going to say Alex could be Aaron Pierre, but because Femi, from my assumption, Femi's dark skin, Derek is not dark skin, so I think Yinka likes dark skin men. So
remember, she described Alex as chocolate.
Chocolate. So he's not an Aaron Pierre. He probably is a...
Let's see. So I'm going to send it to her telepathically. Who I'm thinking. Let me whisper it to you. Yeah. Do you hear me?
No. I don't want to get wrong. I'm going to say...
She's getting nervous.
I don't want to get wrong. Wait, let me get the name.
There's like, I've literally got in my mind exactly who I think, like Femi, Alex, Yinka, Nana, Derek. Like, I've got it boom, boom, boom in my mind. Like,
wait, don't look. I need to find.
I don't think you're thinking of the person I'm thinking of, though. Because this one, you couldn't forget their name.
I couldn't forget their name.
Yeah, you would like know their name. Like, you wouldn't have to look their name up. There's no way. Obviously, some people, but I know you wouldn't have to look his name up. No, but that's not bad.
Damson, it's not Damson Idris.
That was the thing on Damson Idris.
I said Damson Idris.
That's not bad.
Anyways, Damson Idris, he's a fine brother.
Do you know who I was thinking of? Should I go from like the same people?
So, yeah. So Alex is the one that does suspense.
Okay, cool. They don't though, but you know. But
don't forget though. Well, don't forget who you said.
I know, I won't. Okay, that's cool. What I imagined him as.
Okay, cool.
So for...
Do you think I'll be like, oh, do you think I say that? Like, do you think I'd be like, oh, damn.
I feel like you could see it. Maybe you would be like, oh, damn. Because I feel like then they could be parallel.
Fine.
But like, I thought my was just... But Yinka, I imagine her as very random, but I imagine her as... I forgot her name. The other girl's like, it's the bad boys. Oh, Alexandra Burke.
Oh,
that's what I imagine Yinka as.
Yeah.
And then you know the girl who's in chewing gum with a really strong jaw.
Oh yes, who's that? Nana.
Yeah, Nana with a really strong jaw. What's her name? Can you look at chewing gum?
So this is Nana. This is who we think Nana is.
I'll put up an insert picture. What's her name?
Michaela Coyle.
Yeah, that's who I think Nana is. And then, as I said, I think Derek is Michael Ealy. Femi, I think Femi, he's the one who was in, you know...
Hey guys, it's Editing Greta from the future. Basically, the video cut out and we didn't realise until a bit later. So at this point, I was just saying that, in my mind, Femi is Getz from Supercell. I know Getz is more than just from Supercell, but that's where I know him from. Since initially thought I was talking about Toysin, who plays, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who plays Michael in Supercell. And then after that, we went on to talk about who I thought Alex was. And the thing is, the video at this point, I only realised just after, once she reacted to who I said Alex was, but I wish you guys could have seen Cinta's face, the way her jaw dropped at the picture of who I now go on to say Alex is in my mind. But yeah, hope you guys are enjoying.
Guys, you missed the way Cinta's face dropped when she saw Kofi Siribe on the thing. Her
phone. That's his name.
On the phone. Yeah, Kofi Siribe.
This fine man.
That's what I imagined Alex to be. Because he gives off like very, like, he seems very calm, very chill. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what you should watch on Netflix? Actually, I don't know if you like, but Really Love.
Really Love.
Yeah, it's a dark skinned girl. Well, I guess she's like brown skinned, but she's darker than you, but not as dark as me. And then he's like the love interest, but they've got a bit of a complicated relationship. But yeah, I think that's why I see him, because I've seen him as Rose, as like the love interest. And he's American, but I can imagine him. He looks like he could be from South London.
Yeah,
so
he looks like he can.
He makes the cut.
But Kofi Siribe is a fine man. Damson Idris, fine man. Mm-hmm. The man who played Michael in Supercell.
Mm-hmm.
With, what's his name? Tosin Cole. Oh, that man is fine. Mm-hmm.
He's a handsome man.
He's handsome.
He's a very handsome man. But, yeah.
Look.
we taste these.
My friends, Jai, what a good looking man.
But yeah guys, that's it for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed, because best believe I've definitely enjoyed reading this book so far, guys.
Me too.
We've got that much left to read, like, where have we got up
we've
to?
Actually not, 120 is what I need to catch up to, which I'll catch up to tonight, because I'm not that far. No, but I'm a spicy Niger boy.
Don't. Cinta's just collecting pages and reading them. She has no fear for ruining things. Guys, even when I watch when I watch shows or movies, if I start to fall asleep, I can't. As in, like, I pause it I'd rather wake up and pause because I don't want to wake up and see something. If it's, that's only if it's a movie I'm enjoying. I don't want to wake up and see something that ruin it for me. But anyway, that's it, guys.
That's it, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Please don't forget to like share, comment, and subscribe. And if you're listening,
please rate us 5 stars. We'll be very grateful if you were to do so. Guys, please buy the book.
Read the book if you've got a Kindle. Join. It's actually, guys, let me not even say this because I haven't read it fully, but I think all young black girls should read this.
Yeah.
Because it's actually like, especially if you grew up in London, like, there's so many relatable things, like, you know, about Pecco, about, there's just so many things that's like, you've had these thoughts before, like, you've, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you've ever stalked, like, Yinka did.
Like, it's just so good and it's just so great. But, yeah, guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Years In Between. Don't forget to follow Yacinta
on Instagram at Yacinta Joey and Loretto.
And me at Loretta Maria.
We're also available on TikTok at
Years In Between Pod.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you want to do our Tiffy?
Okay.
Let's explain what Tiffy is. What's Tiffy, Yacinta?
Guys, please forgive us.
We kept forgetting.
Yeah, we kept forgetting. It was meant to be like an additional thing to kind of conclude the episode, like, mm-hmm. what is our thoughts, feelings and experiences, just a summary. Of course, we spoke about how we like found the week to be, but yeah. So TFE, as I said, stands for thoughts, feelings and experiences, and it's just more so of how we feel in this current moment, like what's our thought and feelings. I think experiences is just there for like, yeah,
it's just like with Yinka's having an experience that we're talking about, we're sharing our thoughts on it. It's just sort of like our experience of the week. It's a lot of things combined, to be fair.
So I would say, to conclude, my TFE for this week is hope. And I say hope just because, as I said earlier in the episode, spring is here and I'm excited for what's to come.
Mm.
And the sun's out. When the sun's out, why not be hopeful? This is the day that the Lord has made. Why not be glad and rejoice in it? Amen.
I was on Pinterest actually earlier this week, not even for the TV, but I just saw this on Drake's song, like, aww. These days I'm letting God handle all things above me.
Amen.
And I feel like a lot of the times, I don't know if it's, is it a generic saying with people, like, it's above me now?
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was generic or it was like specific to like the school that I went to, but this is above you. There's only so much, do what you can do, and everything else leave to God, and it's all above me. So just live and let be type thing and do what I can do. So yeah, that's what my TV is for this week. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, guys.
See you next time. Bye.